This is For Kids by Kids. This is a story podcast made by kids for kids. This story is written by Gracie, age 12, from Brisbane. It's called The Toys That Came Alive. Every day, Sienna heard the same thing come out of her mum's mouth. Tidy your toy room. I don't know why I can't just leave it like this, she thought as she put the Barbies back in the toy box and threw in Mr. Potato Head on the top. Ouch, said a voice. Sienna looked around and then back at the toy box. He's sitting on my foot, said the voice again. Sienna was flabbergasted. You talk? She said. Oh, for goodness sake, said Mr. Potato Head. What have you done that for? You've told her we talk. You may as well show her that we can move too. And with that, the toys jumped out of the toy box. They're alive! Sienna was so excited. There's one thing we have to ask you, said Hawaiian Barbie. You must not tell your parents. Adults don't get it. Scientists will have us in glass cages and they'll try and work us out. It's best if it's just secret among the kids. Okay, said Sienna. This is the coolest thing ever. Every day when Sienna got home from school, she'd go into her toy room and hang out with the toys. I think she has an imaginary friend, her mum said to her dad one night. She talks to someone in there for hours, she said. Well, that's okay. It's probably because she's an only child. Sienna didn't have any brothers or sisters, and she was just fine with that. Now she had discovered her toys were alive, and she had heaps of friends at home to talk to. One day, the family decided to go to the beach. They packed Dad's car full of buckets and spades and a picnic basket for lunch and drove to the Gold Coast. Sienna took with her favourite mermaid Barbie, whose tail changed colour in the water. Sienna had a great day on the beach, surfing the waves with her boogie board and building sandcastles. It wasn't until they were almost halfway home that Sienna realised her Barbie was missing. Oh no, I must have left it at the beach. Sienna was so sad. She had that Barbie since she was 3, and it was her absolute favourite. It's okay, said Dad. I'm going to the Gold Coast tomorrow for work, so I'll retrace our steps and see if I can find it. The next day, Dad came home from work looking pleased with himself. He found Barbie. That evening, Sienna was in her toy room playing. I'm not Barbie, said the Barbie. Well, I am Barbie, but your dad brought me from the shop to replace the one you lost. Okay, said Mr. Potato Head. We need to rescue Barbie. Our mission is to get to the Gold Coast. The next day, all the toys jumped into the back of Dad's car and hitched a ride. When he parked the car at the office, the toys all jumped off. Okay, you go that way. The Sylvanian families can go that way. And Ken, you go that way. We'll all meet back here at the end of the day, hopefully with Barbie. The toys went their different directions. LOL Surprise headed to the beach. They searched everywhere. Then, out of the corner of her eye, LOL Surprise spotted Barbie. Come on, Barbie, let's go for a swim. A little girl was holding Barbie. She put her down in the sand while her mum called her over to put on sun cream. LOL Surprise went over. Barbie, we've been looking all over for you, she said. We're going to take you back to Sienna. Barbie looked sad. But this little girl was so excited to find me, she'll be so sad to lose me. Sienna is almost at the age where she doesn't want to play with Barbies anymore, and she'll be packed away in the garage with Dora and Boots. They don't have any fun in there. Sienna will understand. I have to make another kid happy now. LOL Surprise nodded. I understand, she said. We'll miss you. At that moment, the little girl ran over and picked up Barbie. LOL Surprise hid under the towel and watched as Barbie was taken away by the happy little girl. The toys all met up at Dad's car. Any luck? Said Mr. Potato Head. Yes, but she's making another kid happy now. They travelled back on Dad's car and hurried into the toy room before anyone saw them. LOL Surprise explained everything to Sienna. That's okay, she said. I have my new Barbie. and the old Barbie has made someone else happy.
If you want to submit a story, head online to 4kidsbykids.com.au. See you next time. You can follow us on TikTok at the W Twins Official. Thanks for listening.
A Podshape production.